Turn over in your Bible to the first book, Genesis, and to the first chapter. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. The whole of the scriptures was written with one thing in mind, to show sinners the cross. And in every chapter of the Bible, if you look carefully enough, you'll find a picture of the cross. There are three things in those three verses that I have read. There is a picture of sin. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. So you have first of all a vision of sin. And then you have a vision of the Spirit, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And then you have the vision of the sight. Let there be light, and there was light. So we see the sin. We see not only the sin, but we see the working of the Spirit. And we not only see the working of the Spirit, but thank God we get the sight. Let us come to the cross. And when we come to the cross, we can see the darkness and the void. And we can see the deep. And we can see the face of the deep. Dark Calvary, the place where sin met up with Christ, and Christ met up with sin. Sin didn't win the battle. Jesus won the battle. And sin was defeated. But there was a reason for that. Because the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. If you ever read aright the story of the cross, you will read aright how the Spirit of God sanctified the cross for Jesus. It was by the power of the Spirit that Christ gave himself to the suffering, bearing shame and scoffing rude. What upheld him? The power of the Spirit. The power of the Spirit helped him when the dark waters went over his soul. And we read in the book of Hebrews that the Spirit of God was there, enabling him to offer himself without spot to God. But there's something else. There's not only the awfulness of sin and the awfulness of that dark, deep water, but the wonder of the Spirit. But thank God there's the glory of the sight. Let there be light, and there was light. I remember the day when God said that to me. As I stood at the foot of the cross, a poor, wretched, sin-cursed man. And he said, "Let there be light." And what happened? Light came to my heart. I saw that God had defeated sin. I saw that the Spirit of God had moved for my salvation. And I saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. May God help us to see the light as we break the bread and drink the cup. Amen.